Cook's Brook, a poem by Al Pittman. At the pool where we used to swim in Cook's Brook, not everyone had guts enough to dive from the top ledge. Not that it would have been a difficult dive, except for the shelf of rock that lay 2 feet below the surface and reached quarter of the way out into the width of the pool. One by one, the brave few of us would climb the cliff to the ledge and stand poised, ready to plunge headfirst into the dark water below, and always there was that moment of terror, when you'd doubt that you could clear the shelf, knowing full well it would be better to die skull-smashed open in the water than it would be to climb backwards down to the beach. So always there was that moment when you prayed for wings, then sailed arms outspread into the buoyant air. What you feel is something impossible to describe, as the water parts like a wound to engulf you, then closes just as quickly in a white scar where you entered. And you are surprised always to find yourself alive, following the streaks of sunlight that lead you gasping to the surface, where you make your way leisurely to shore. As though there had been nothing to it, as though it was every day of the week, you daringly defied the demons who lived so terribly in the haunted hours of your sleep.